welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, The Non-Toxic Pharmacy, Natural Remedies Revealed. For the vast majority of the population, a pharmacy represents a place to go to feel better. But there's a dark side to all of these over-the-counter and prescription medications. In fact, a growing number of people are waking up to the reality of these toxic drugs that merely mask symptoms, suppress normal bodily functions, and actually increases our toxic burden. Simply put, these conventional therapies, over time, can actually increase our risk of disease by polluting the liver and poisoning our bloodstream. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, I'll introduce you to a pharmacist that wants to change this dangerous trend and provide much healthier choices for us. If you've taken supplements without any results, this show will prove to be the most valuable to you. It's true, there are many worthless supplements on the market today. But the fact remains that with the right information, you can feel much better with nutritional supplements and, of course, eating the proper diet and effectively neutralize these toxins that are in our body, improve immune function, and enhance your energy levels. Today, we'll talk about proper supplementation, how it can dramatically reduce our risk for disease and improve the quality of our life. Before we meet our guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Phil Carson to our show. Phil, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. It's an honor to be with you today.
It's our pleasure for sure, Phil. It's really great to meet a naturally oriented pharmacist. We need more people like you out there in the world. That is absolutely sure. Phil, how did you get so interested in creating a natural pharmacy?
Well, years ago, not long after I had graduated from pharmacy school, I had patients coming into the pharmacy asking me questions about natural products that I could not answer. When I went through pharmacy school back in the 80s, I was taught the history of natural medicine, not the application of it. So when these people were asking me these questions about supplements, about herbal products, I didn't know what to tell them. And I didn't like that. I didn't like not being able to help someone and not answer people's questions effectively. So I started learning. I educated myself. I started going to courses all across the country and learning from different clinicians out there that were teaching courses in natural health. And that's how I got started.
You know, Phil, I find it so interesting what you said already is this is a warning sign, in my opinion, Phil, and I'd like to get your opinion on it as well. It's a pure warning sign that when a person goes to a doctor or a pharmacist, right, and they ask, you know, what do you think about vitamin C or, you know, should I take rhodiola or ashwagandha or, you know, some of these herbs, if they get a reaction like rolling of the eyes or a little smirk, or some sort of really snide comment that they get from that person to make them just feel uncomfortable, but they're never told anything specific. Basically, what I'm trying to say is because the doctor or the pharmacist really has no idea, but instead of admitting they don't know, they sort of just put it down and make fun of it and brush it off like that. To me, that's really just horrible. It should be the opposite, like what you just described. If someone doesn't know as a professional, you know, I don't know, let me try to find out the answer, or, you know, that's not something that I really know about, maybe, you know, we could look up somewhere else to do it. I don't know why, you know, to find out that information. I don't know why there's so much insecurity out there in the profession. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. I've had many patients come to me and tell me they've gotten those exact responses from a doctor or from another pharmacist or other clinician that they've asked those kind of questions to, and that's a common response.
Phil, I'm just curious though. You know, you're traditionally trained. It's not like you went to some holistic natural pharmacy school or something silly like the way I'm making it sound. You were very conventionally trained. How did you make this shift from a traditional practice to a more natural one? Because I would imagine for anyone out there listening who's conventionally trained in somewhere in the healthcare profession and they're a little burnt out and they know exactly what I'm saying, you know, they're going to be pressing their ear close up to this program.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, Jonathan, was that when I started learning these things about natural products, supplements, homeopathics, all the things I was learning, I applied it to myself. I was having some health problems myself because of the high-stress job I had been in as a pharmacy manager. I was suffering major digestive issues. You know, the stress, I tell people the stress was killing me. It literally was. I gained a lot of extra weight. I was drinking a bottle of antacid or two a day to try to relieve the symptoms. So when I learned what the underlying cause of some of my digestive issues were, even after I got into a situation where I had less stress in my life, I still was suffering from these digestive issues. But when I learned these things, I learned what natural products I could take, what the underlying cause was, and started applying these things I learned to my own health and saw the difference, I was amazed. And then when I started telling patients about my experience and answering their questions about other things that I was learning about, and they would take the information I gave them or take the suggestions that I gave them as far as supplements or as far as some lifestyle changes, those kind of things, and they would come back to me a few weeks later with a smile on their face, telling me they were so excited, they couldn't believe the change, they couldn't believe how much better they felt. That just, you know, fueled the fire for me to learn even more and pursue natural pharmacy even more.
Phil, there's such a conditioning out there, isn't there? I mean, a lot of people who listen to my program every week, and I really do appreciate their support, but I hope that they know that I say this so often, I hope that they take this show and give it out to someone who's really much more fresh to this information. They've never heard it before. They may not even realize how conditioned they are. Take, for example, you know, stomach issues and watching on television. Hey, you got stomach problems? You know, just take this kind of stuff out of a bottle. And they don't even realize that they're being conditioned not to look at food, natural supplementation at all. They're just being told that the only thing out there in the world is some over-the-counter medication to try to drown yourself with all of these symptoms like you're describing, which is really going to be a failure in the end. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And that was my case. I was, like I said, I was drinking a bottle or two of antacid, liquid antacid a day and still not getting the relief. I was sleeping in a recliner most nights to be able to try to rest because, you know, the reflux was so bad that if I lay down, I couldn't sleep. And so what I learned through my studies was that my underlying cause of my problem was not that I did not, you know, that I had too much acid in my stomach. It was rather I didn't have enough. I was suffering from low stomach acid. Hypochlorhydria is a medical term for it. And so when I started supplementing with hydrochloric acid, it changed my world. And I started taking digestive enzymes at the same time. And as I was learning all these things, I also learned about probiotics at the same time and the importance of probiotics for our digestive health. So it was amazing to me to see the change in myself. And then when I shared that with patients and saw the change in them, wow, it was... It's been very, very rewarding to see those kind of things happen for myself and for the patients.
And Phil, on a business note, I see a lot of healthcare providers that may have some feelings, if you will, or thoughts that I think are huge barriers and also completely not true. that somehow if they make the change in the way that they practice their medicine or the way they try to practice taking care of their patients or clients, depending on what kind of healthcare provider we're talking about, somehow they're so afraid they're going to lose business. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what a world of opportunity. So many other things that you could do. And also the other thought of, oh, what's the point? Which is really quite scary. I say this with all due respect. Scary to think that healthcare providers actually somehow believe that, you know what, most people, Phil, they don't even care. If you tell them how to change their diet or take supplements, it's going to be too much work. Why should they bother? I really feel it's the total opposite, that most people are completely clueless, and I say it very respectfully. I say it with a lot of sadness in my heart. If they only knew, they would blow their minds, and I think they would run towards it, but we've got to be the ones to tell them. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, there are a lot of clinicians, friends of mine, actually, that, they are in a situation in the system, what I call the system, the healthcare system that we're a part of in the United States today, is that it is so overrun, so busy, especially these doctors. They have such a patient load, they don't have time to learn anything else right now. They don't want to. And some of them just don't want to take the initiative, but some of them are so overloaded, so busy, and they're so worn out at the end of the day, they don't even want to think about anything else. But fortunately for myself, for my case where I live, I've been doing this long enough that I've gained some respect. And patients have seen results. They've gone back and shared it with their doctors, and their doctors said, well, maybe there is something to this. And now they refer people to me. At first, I was ostracized, and I even had a few doctors call me and curse me out on the phone for saying something to their patients about a supplement or about natural alternatives. But I've seen over the past several years, I've seen the tide kind of change a little bit there with a lot of them, and that's been nice.
We're going to get into right now for everybody listening what Phil used, the natural products. He mentioned a little bit about how these products changed his life. We're going to talk about that with Phil. We're going to talk about some of the natural products that have really turned around the lives of a lot of the people that see Phil in his area, which is, where is that? Is it Mississippi, Phil?
Yeah. We're in North Mississippi in what I call Elvis country. Elvis and I were born in the same little town in Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi, and that's where we are.
And so we're also going to be talking about some of this ridicule that Phil had faced, which is really incredible, but it's important for people to hear this, and the top three supplements coming up really soon that Phil likes. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Phil, you mentioned briefly something about probiotics, maybe a little bit more specific, would help somebody out there who's suffering with some sort of disease symptoms, if you will. But talk about some of these natural products that really turned your life around.
Yeah, well, the probiotics was definitely one of those. Yeah, it made such a difference in my digestive health. The other thing was the digestive enzymes. I didn't know any such thing existed when I started doing all this research, and I found out about the digestive enzymes. Started taking those when I ate, and it was amazing. I was able to eat foods again that I had totally avoided because I couldn't digest them well. And then the hydrochloric acid supplement. There's several of those on the market. Betaine hydrochloride is one of them, and that's one in particular that I started using. I think it was Dr. Jonathan Wright that wrote a book about stomach acid and about low stomach acid, and that was where I learned some of the things that I learned about the issue I was suffering from. And there's so many other, because I was antacids as a giant seller in the pharmacy industry today, prescription-wise and over-the-counter-wise. The acid blockers and the antacids, huge money makers for drug companies in the pharmacy industry. So those are things that made a world of difference in my life.
I'm curious, Phil, just a quick question for you. I mean, if someone's a pharmacist out there listening to this, I mean, they're either flipping out or they might really have this incredible urge to reach out and contact you. Is this something that you actually do where you talk to other pharmacists about how to navigate out of where they are into like the promised land, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Love talking to other pharmacists about that and, you know, giving them resources and sharing with them the things that I've learned and where they can go to get some of the supplements that I use, to get some of the education that I've gotten and sharing those resources with them. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it would just, you know, in a business perspective, you know, just bring these things in, right? A medical provider out there in their office, start bringing in some of these things into the office and build it up, right? If it's working for people, if people are happy, they're referring other people to you, the sales are going up, you know, all of a sudden you start seeing that your income is going up and then maybe you start phasing out things that you really don't believe in anyway. So I just see it as a golden opportunity. Phil, tell us a few stories, if you will, you know, about some of these natural products, other ones besides digestive enzymes and probiotics that really affected, you know, some patients that you've really helped out in the last few years.
Oh, yeah. Well, one story I love to tell about a particular patient that his wife came in to see me one day with some prescriptions for him. I had recently attended one of the educational conferences on heart disease, and there was a doctor from New York that had taught this course, and one of the things that he said in the course, he said, I put most all of my heart patients on this particular nutrient supplement called coenzyme Q10. So that intrigued me, and I immediately ordered some coenzyme Q10. So when this lady came in that day, and she was got the prescriptions filled, I went out to talk with her about the prescriptions and give her some recommendations on them, and she began to tell me that her husband had end-stage congestive heart failure and that he had been sent home to die. They put him on the hospice program, and they told him in the hospital, they said, you know, there's nothing else we can do for you. We're putting you on the hospice program, and it's just a matter of time. And so she was sadly sharing the story with me, and I said, well, I want to tell you something I just learned about at this medical conference I went to. And so I told her about the coenzyme Q10, and she was intrigued by it. And she said, well, I'm going to go talk to my doctor about it. She said, I'm a nurse, and I work for this particular doctor, and I'm going to ask him about it. So she came back a few days later and said, you know, the doctor that she worked for said, you know, you let him try it. What's it going to hurt? He's dying anyway. Give it to him. And even suggested a dosage. Apparently, he had looked up some information on it and told her, you know, a dosage that he thought he should try. So she got a bottle, and I don't know, it was a couple weeks or so later, she came back smiling from ear to ear and said she needed another bottle. And she said, I wished I had taken pictures for you to see. She said, my husband was so swollen, he had edema so bad he was swollen almost twice his normal size. She said the edema is gone. She said he couldn't even get out of bed to go to the bathroom by himself. He's getting up by himself now. And I said, wow, that is absolutely amazing. And she got another bottle, and it was a few weeks later she came back again, and she was smiling from ear to ear again. She said, I got him out of the house today, took him to Walmart. She said he got out and rolled into Walmart in the wheelchair, but once he got in, he got out and he walked around in the store the whole time while I was shopping. And it gets even better because she came back again a few weeks later, and she said, not going to believe this. She said, my husband's been outside mowing the yard today. She said he would only mow the backyard, though. He wouldn't mow the front. She said he didn't want anybody seeing him on the lawnmower because, after all, he was supposed to be dying. I said, wow, that was just unbelievable, amazing. And, you know, the best thing is that he ended up going back to work driving a truck. He was a truck driver. A few weeks later, he was well enough to go back to work driving a truck. And that was from suggesting one simple supplement, coenzyme Q10. And it changed his world, changed his life.
Phil, it's an amazing story. I mean, it's hard for me to be speechless because I talk so much during these shows, but that is just incredible. And that's the whole point of why we do these programs. People are definitely suffering with inflammation. That is the most serious kind, this massive amount of internal inflammation. The heart is so weak. All the medications that suppress bodily functions, people are literally drowning in their fluids. Nothing is vital. There's no cellular energy. Now you bring in CoQ10. People are seriously deficient in vitamin D. All these different things. It's just horrible. And it's all because people don't know. We need to get this information out to more people. What would you say, Phil, people listening carefully right now, to the top three supplements that you find so many people would find a benefit if they just sort of incorporated them into their life?
Okay. Well, one of those would be vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is a major problem in the United States, actually all over the world. And so absolutely vitamin D. Even in the South, where we are here, where we have plentiful sunshine, it's still a problem. I have patients that I work with all the time. I tell them, you know, they come in complaining of these certain problems and say, well, have you had your vitamin D level checked? The answer is always no. And, you know, sometimes the doctors are even reluctant to do that, to check their vitamin D levels. And so they go get it checked, they come back with the results, and 9 times out of 10, it's low. And most of the time, it's very low, well, you know, below the norm. Funny thing about it is that, you know, they get readings above 30 a lot of times, and they tell them, well, you're fine, that's normal. But I always tell them, no, you know, 30 may be a normal as far as what the lab says, or as far as what the standard medical industry says is normal, but you need optimal levels. You don't just need normal levels. And I tell them you need to be about 50. Somewhere in that 50 to 80 range is what I consider, is what the Vitamin D Council considers as an optimal range. So vitamin D is definitely one of the ones on top of the list. And then probiotics, you know, would be another. I'm a big proponent of using probiotics. I've seen what they've done in my health, and what a difference they've made in my life, and in so many of my patients suffering from all kinds of health issues. Those probiotics have made a tremendous difference, because they're a vital part of our immune system. And a lot of people don't realize that, how important they are to our immune system. With 60% of our, or so of our immune system being found around the gut. And also another thing there is I've been learning a lot about, and actually have the past two medical seminars I've been to, this has been discussed, is the gut-brain connection and the importance of probiotics, not just in our digestive health, but in our brain health. So that's extremely important supplement to me. And then the other I would say would be the fish oils, the essential fats, essential fatty acids. These natural anti-inflammatories that are found in fish and are just amazing, the results I've had personally with those and with my patients. And you know, one of the main components of these fish oil is DHA, which is essential for our brain health and brain development, as well as continued health of our brain function. And I take DHA specific or fish oil with a high concentration of DHA specifically for that, because I want to protect the health of my brain. I watched my grandfather several years ago die and suffer from Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and I know, you know, how important it is to keep that brain functioning as well as I possibly can, and so that's a supplement that I use for that.
My own father, Phil, is dealing with Alzheimer's disease and, you know, 3,000 miles away and certainly surrounded by family members, none of them really appreciating, I should say, the way you and I are talking today. Pretty much just, and it's nothing malicious that they're doing. They just genuinely believe that there's nothing else that can be done. So talk about an environment where nothing is really changing, taking some meds for Alzheimer's, being in a facility, given, you know, chocolate cake or sweets, you know, the sugars, which is really just terrible, simple sugars for the brain. All of these things just create such a terrible environment. There's no way a person's going to heal. Phil, we're going to talk about your Fit in 49 program in just a moment, but I just want to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. So, Phil, I know that you're not just talking to your people when they come in and just, you know, whatever happens, happens. You've got yourself a whole organized program that you offer people who are interested. Fit in 49. Can you tell us what this is all about?
Yeah, absolutely, Jonathan. The Fit in 49 program is a 7-week course that I originally taught in my church. And basically 49 days, 7 weeks, we start with all the aspects of the body, and we spend the first 5 weeks on focusing on our physical health and what we can do nutrition-wise, what we can do as far as supplements, sleep, exercise, all the things related to the body, and also extremely important there is hydration of the body, proper hydration. So we talk a lot about that, because I encounter so many people every day that do not drink enough water, and that are walking around somewhat dehydrated. Those are the things that we cover related to the body in this course. And then we do a week on the soul and a week on the spirit. So we tie all three together there to make it totally complete and whole. It's something that has helped me tremendously, and I've seen it help many other of my patients as well.
And just to be perfectly clear, this is, like you said, Phil, this is not about just taking pills. This is a complete program about your body, your mind, your spirit. It's how you feel emotionally. It's the thoughts that you have. It's the way that you eat and why you eat. And also, of course, educating people on an intellectual level, like, hey, this is something for your situation that could really help you out. I mean, right?
That's exactly right.
Phil, I want to thank you so much for your time, and I certainly want to thank our listeners for joining us today. Make sure you're liking us. If you can, go to iTunes if you're not signed in, and, you know, write a review and help us out that way. You know, say something nice, I guess, about the show, and share it, of course, with your family and friends. It's, after all, why we do all of this. And so, again, Phil, I really enjoyed the time. I can't believe how fast the time went today. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, Jonathan. It's been an honor to be with you today, and I appreciate it very much.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.